looking back once again at Gawler's history through the pages of our local newspaper, The Bunyip, which has been going for over about 160 years now.
I think it is.
Yes, it's hit the 160 years. So this is for Wednesday, July the 3rd. And once again, we are down where we always are, this time on a Thursday, in the Gawler Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre. And I'm here with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette. Always good to be here. And Les and Jill are in the background. They're just waving to everyone, quietly tapping away and
hard
as volunteers.
At work. Very hard at work. Yes. So I'll kick off with 150 years ago. Singular gunpowder accident. On Sunday morning, the son of Mr. Winter of the Roseworthy School met with a severe and somewhat remarkable accident. A few days before, he had picked up a portion of the metal tube of a lithofracture patent cartridge, and while probing it with a needle on Sunday, the composition exploded, tearing the thumb and fingers of the youth's left hand frightfully. Dr. Popham was called in to the case and found amputation of the thumb and two fingers inevitable, which operation he and Dr. Lewis performed successfully, and the boy is doing well. It's such an upbeat way of writing about something really horrible.
Two fingers and a thumb.
Yes, yeah. But it makes it sound as like, it's all cheerful and lovely and no problem.
Well, to lose a thumb is really bad. One of our neighbours lost two fingers, but they managed to save his thumb. I think it was in a farming accident of some like header or something.
Yeah.
He's missing the index finger and the middle finger, but he's still got the two smaller fingers and the thumb.
But without that,
he can still grasp.
Yes.
He managed quite well. But
essential to our evolution.
Gosh.
So I did look up the lithofracture, because I was unfamiliar with the word, and it's a form of explosive that was manufactured in Adelaide with the development of mining.
Oh, right.
There was a shortage of explosives in Australia.
Yep.
And so a factory opened up in Adelaide and produced an explosive by the name of lithofracture.
Well, at least, thank heavens it was his left hand. If he was right-handed, at least he's still got his right hand to work with.
Yeah.
100 years ago, Williston versus Lindock. Lindock's poor showing against the Souths on the previous Saturday on the Gawler Oval was detrimental to an attendance at the Gawler Oval on Saturday last, when the Vine Cutters met the Williston team. That must be the Vine Cutters, must be Lindock. Many spectators felt that the match would be almost a repetition of the previous Saturday and made it their business to attend at Salisbury. Unfortunately for such, they made a bad mistake, the match on the Oval being the one for pleasure and play. Lindock stripped a far different team to that against the Souths, while the Williston team was weakened by several non-inclusions. At one period of play, the Lindock men were in the lead, and it looked as though, after all, they were to have a win on meritorious lines. But the better organisation of Williston prevailed, and they finally ran out winners. Williston, 7 goals, 10 behinds, Lindock, 6 goals, 7 behinds. So they weren't that far adrift. 1 goal and 3 behinds. What's that, 9 points?
I don't know.
Football. And cricket was such important parts of life back then.
It was, yes. And horse racing.
Yes, yep.
Yeah,
yep. And dog coursing. And not so much dog racing, but coursing was a very popular sport. Very cruel.
Yes. So 50 years ago, town planner urged. The Gawler Action Group will press for the appointment of a Gawler Town Council officer responsible for town planning in the district. The secretary, Mrs. Gillian DeLitt, said the group felt an officer working with a policy on town development would eliminate potential conflicts and clashes of interests. All proposed development could then be accepted or rejected in line with an existing policy and would conform to strict regulations, she said. Mrs. DeLitt said the group felt it was important that all aspects of the town come under the planning policy. It's interesting, something we take for granted now.
It is.
50 years ago, because back then was really when councils began to expand.
Yep.
And
yep.
take on more than just keeping, you know, dogs off the streets.
Yeah, roads, rates and rubbish.
Beginning to realise that there's more to caring for a town than just those things.
25 years ago, gate shut on new bypass. The state government has essentially shut the gate on an eastern bypass for Gawler. It was claimed at last month's Gawler Council meeting. Questions were raised on traffic management problems in Murray Street by Deputy Mayor Councillor Tony Piccolo, and Town Manager Jeff McKechnie advised this was his understanding from a letter received from Minister for Transport Diana Laidlaw, and quote, assuming that the Minister was speaking for the government, that the government has essentially shut the gate on the Eastern Bypass for the reasons raised in the PPK report, end quote. Well, we ended up with an Eastern Bypass eventually.
It was a long and bitter campaign for it.
It's still a bit of a dud.
And it's a dud. Finally we got it and it was a dud.
Well, at least you can get through without it. I know Murray Street, but it's...
Yes, the speed limit is the big problem with that.
Yeah.
So, 10 years ago, graffiti attack angers community. The Gawler South Football Club's president is calling on locals to fight back against vandals in the area after the club suffered a shocking graffiti attack on the weekend. Vandals coated the walls of Gawler South's club rooms and the neighbouring squash facilities with dozens of tags on Friday night, which were discovered by dismayed football club officials on Saturday morning. Mr. Barker said the club's players and supporters were disgusted by the attack, which was the worst he had seen.
Okay. And that's it?
Well, I just wanted to mention last week one of the stories.
Yes.
The Reeves Plains correspondent story we were confused
that's
by.
That's right, yes.
I did look it up and it was two separate within, because they did cover lots of different topics.
Two different stories within the one.
Yes, and that's why.
No wonder we were confused.
That's why we were confused. It was two completely separate stories.
I'd actually forgotten about it. I sort of, that was last week, move on.
I probably would too if I wasn't editing the podcast. Reminded me. Oh, I better look that up. We said we would.
Yes, so anyway, that's it for this week, isn't it?
Yes,
Jeanette?
That is it for this week.
They're actually getting more wordy stories, I've noticed. There must be a change of person compiling the Looking Back in the Bunyip. Yeah, it's an interesting mix.
It is a good mix.
Signing off for this week.
Yes, until next week, Kay.
Absolutely.
For all light signs.